where everything went sideways. Number 13 Hedge Whistle Lane appeared to be the type of house everyone felt familiar with, though few could recall ever truly looking at it. It sat comfortably within the neighborhood's daily rhythm, present in conversations, blamed gently for oddities, and folded into half-smiled anecdotes, yet somehow escaped real notice. It had quietly observed the small wildness of the lane for years, the residents' misadventures, the peculiar habits of local creatures, the chatty squirrels with delusions of grandeur, and the hedgehogs who gathered on the corner to exchange news, all without ever insisting on attention. The chimney, which jutted out at an odd angle, leaned ever so slightly to the left, as if it were straining to eavesdrop on the neighbors' conversations, perhaps collecting juicy gossip for its own amusement. The brass knocker, polished to a shine yet dulled by time, sported a whimsical face that changed expressions based on who approached the door. It was known to be perpetually unimpressed by the comings and goings of the residents and their guests alike, a sentiment it shared with the flower pots flanking the front steps. The pots chatted among themselves, soft whispers carried on the breeze, exchanging gardening critiques of the neighboring plants with a self-satisfied arrogance. Within, the ambiance thrummed with disordered coziness, particularly in the crowded kitchen where sunlight streamed through the draped window, creating whimsical shapes on the warped floorboards. Three gnomes were passionately arguing in an ancient sacred morning ritual, deciding whether pancakes or waffles were the superior breakfast, each armed with utensils like warriors preparing for battle. The air was thick with the scent of toast and something burnt, their voices echoing off the walls adorned with hand-painted dishes and mismatched trinkets.